Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, if you missed any part of our first hour, I really encourage you to get to it. David Shostokas led things off. We talked about the Ketanji Jackson Brown, Ketanji Brown Jackson, and apparently that is going to come up for vote today. I am encouraging everyone, if you live in Alaska, if you have friends in Alaska, if you have friends in Maine, you need to call Collins and Murkowski and tell them they need to vote no. Somebody needs to reach out to Manchin and tell him that he needs to vote no. But the one we're really focused on, where I know we've got a lot of listeners, and that's in Utah. And I don't care where you're driving right now, if you're listening to me in Utah, you need to put in Google Maps Mitt Romney's Senate office. There's an office spread out around the state, several of them. Find the one nearest to you. Go to that office, go into that office, and tell them that you want a piece of paper from them, a form, because you want Mitt Romney to vote no on Ketanji Brown Jackson. And it is imperative, because you do not believe that a Supreme Court justice who promotes light sentences for pedophiles, who promotes genocide for black babies, and who doesn't know her own gender, and therefore is going to make your children targets of the agenda that Disney pronounced earlier this week on video, the LGBTQP agenda. And yes, pedophiles, NAMBLA has always been a part of their agenda. I've been saying this for as long as I've had this program and for years out in California, that the North American Man-Boy Love Association and the pedophilia groups are a part of their movement. I've been telling you this for years. If you've listened to my show, everybody wanted to say, Pastor, you're a little over, you're overreacting. It is, that's the truth. So at any rate, there you go. All right. I am very, very pleased that my next guest is able to join me. He's joining us on short notice, but I so value him and having him on the program, and I'm grateful that he was able to answer the call. We have some good news, and we'll let him share with you a little bit about that. Larry Klayman, freedomwatchusa.org founder, is with me. Larry, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
My pleasure, Pastor. By the way, Mitt Romney announced this morning that he's voting for Ketanji Brown Jackson, the affirmative action candidate. As I said last week, I've been in front of her. She's not exactly a genius, quite apart from everything else. She didn't even know what the Freedom of Information Act was when I was in front of her a few years ago when she was on the lower court bench.
She has no business sitting on the Supreme Court. Absolutely no business at all. And the whole thing was, as you said, affirmative action. The whole thing was, she was a black woman. But she doesn't even know that she's a woman, apparently, because she's not a biologist. So she doesn't doesn't know that.
I would have said in jest, pull your skirt down. Maybe you can figure it out.
Mm. Well, it's just, I mean, folks, understand that she is a part of the cabal
that is the reason why the black population is still 12-13%, while Hispanic populations and Asian populations and other minority populations in this nation have increased and grown, the black population hasn't. And it's because they drop abortion clinics into black neighborhoods, and she is a part of the cabal that is responsible for that. And now she's a part of the cabal that goes easy on pedophiles. My gosh, pedophiles.
Well, that was the reason for being of Planned Parenthood many years ago. It was basically to further black genocide.
Yes,
that
sir.
Was it.
Go to blackgenocide.org and get that history. All right, let's get to this case. So we have a J6 protester that was acquitted. Article April 7th, 2022. Geez, that's today. This just happened. This is brand new news. The mainstream media is not even going to talk about it, apparently. But Matthew Martin, an engineer from New Mexico, admitted that he entered the Capitol on January 6th, but said only after two police officers waved him into the building, which is what we've been telling you. And Larry, a judge who you've had issues with and had some concerns about, got the message. He followed the law as best as I can tell.
Well, he did. I've been in front of this judge before as well. I've been in front of all these judges in the District of Columbia, regrettably. Every single one of them is a politician in robes. I've had difficulty with Trevor McFadden before. We filed a case involving big tech. It was an antitrust case. He dismissed it. I took it up to the higher court. There are other issues, too. I won't get into it. But he did the right thing here. And it is a precedent with regard to other peaceful protesters. I doubt the other judges will follow it. The other judges are rabidly anti-Trump, rabidly anti-conservative, rabidly anti-anything that opposes this leftist dictatorship. But he did, in a judge-tried case involving misdemeanors, acquit this guy, Matthew Martin, who essentially was waved into the Capitol by the Capitol Police. And that's what I've been saying. It's what you've been saying. In fact, if you look at the QAnon shaman, he was convicted only because the judge, Royce Lamberth, at one time was a decent judge but has gone south, didn't like the way he dressed, in my opinion. He also was waved into the Capitol. He did no damage.
Right.
He did nothing wrong. And that's our Capitol, by the way. If we want to walk into the Capitol, we have a right to walk into the Capitol.
Well, he also was walking around with one of the police officers was walking with him through the Capitol. So one would think, okay, if I'm not supposed to be here, here's the authority, here's the police. They would say to me, hey, you need to leave. Now, at one point, they did ask him to leave from the one of the rooms that he went into, and he did. He said, okay. He said, I'm going to take a quick picture and then I'm going to go. And he did exactly what he was asked to do. But he was never told you have to leave. And I'm with you. This is the people's house. It is one of the areas in which we have given in authority. I just had Brent Hamacek on, and I encourage you folks to listen to that portion of the interview that was on in the last half hour. And he was talking about why people give in and do things that authority figures tell them to do. It's because we have this innate belief that we default to truth and we default to authority. And when authority says to do something, we do it. In these instances, authority waived people to come in, and so people came in, and now all of a sudden somebody's making an arbitrary line that's outside of boundaries where they told people they could actually be. And after the fact, they're changing the rules and then saying, well, you broke rules that you didn't know anything about. And we're going to call it an insurrection because that's going to be the way that we're going to emotionally charge this.
That's the dirty little secret here is the Capitol Police, by and large, were behind the peaceful protesters. And that's true for the military as well. They don't like what's going on right now. 4 months ago, they wrote a letter, retired admirals and generals, to Biden telling them to shape up or ship out. They weren't going to let this country become communist. And let me say this. I don't care if you had to use force to get in there. It was justified, and it's been justified. And force not in terms of hurting anybody, but
right.
In terms of pushing a door open or whatever. That's our house. This country has become corrupt, all three branches of government. The judiciary does not stand in the stead of the American people. That's what I write about in my new book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, that you can get at Amazon.com and FreedomWatchUSA.org with a contribution. We'll send it to you for free. But the fact is that what occurred on January 6th was minor compared to what will occur over the horizon. And we were talking before this segment is that the government, our once proud alma mater, the Department of Justice and its FBI, are going more forcefully against these peaceful protesters than our so-called government goes against Vladimir Putin, who's committing Holocaust in Ukraine today. Holocaust. And all we get out of Biden is ridiculous, stupid sanctions, yesterday sanctioning Putin's daughters. What does that accomplish other than to turn this into a personal aspect? The guy should simply be taken out, period. Or we should go in there and clean out the rat's nest ourselves. You know, and another thing, Pastor, I know you're not this way, but our religious institutions are sitting around, oh, we're going to give humanitarian aid. And I'm a Jewish Christian, okay? I'm a Jew that came to Christ. I find it despicable that these Jewish groups, like the Anti-Defamation League, have said nothing about Putin and have not pushed Biden to intervene, much less the Europeans or the United Nations in Ukraine, because this is a Holocaust. If anyone should know about Holocaust, it's the Jewish people.
Well, and you know, I have had Pastor Vitaly, our guest, on live from the Ukraine. Putin and his disinformation and rhetoric about calling all the Ukrainians that are standing up for their country Nazis is absolutely ludicrous and ridiculous. You have former Russian citizens that are rushing into Ukraine to escape the Russian occupation because of how absolutely horrific it is for the people that live under Russian occupation. Okay? Well, this is a fact.
And it's beyond that, okay? My grandparents left the Ukraine, the claiming grandparents, Isidore and Frida, and my grandmother left Poland on my mother's side, Yetta Goldberg, and her husband, Louis, Lithuania, you know, right after the Bolsheviks took power around 1919, and they seized Ukraine. At that time, as you know, Pastor, there were pogroms. There was a lot of anti-Semitism. Things have changed. And we have to recognize that they've changed. But even if that was the case, what justifies killing women and children? What justifies shooting people in the head, beheading them like ISIS? How can this president, who's the most despicable, dishonest, disgusting criminal, exceeding Hillary Clinton, how can he just play games with sanctions? Or for that matter, the Europeans, who've always played games, and they haven't learned their lesson either. But where are the religious institutions? Where is the Pope? All the Pope says, I'm praying for peace. The Vatican in World War II collaborated with the Nazis in Italy. I mean, they should know better. John Paul II was a great man. Where's John Paul II? He's turning in his grave. And that goes for other religious institutions as well. Not religious people, but, you know, groups, Jewish groups, Catholic groups, other groups. They have to put pressure on Biden to take action. And the only pressure that's being put on is to persecute the January 6th protesters. That's where the ADL is.
Yeah, we're going to take we're going to take a quick break. But let me just add that I am aware Christian organizations within Russia have had their bank accounts seized. They've had their buildings seized. They are being starved out, literally starved out, okay? And they have been absolutely cut off from any attempt to get aid to them at all. This is what Putin is doing. The Iron Curtain is alive and well inside of Russia, and it's a horrific. It is absolutely horrific. And then, of course, what they have found in these cities and what they're seeing and the murder of citizens with their hands bound, killed in Ukraine. Back after this.
Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And just real quick plug here. Want to tell you folks, really, truly, check out our new website, chosengenerationradio.com. My webmaster has been doing an incredible job. We were going to revamp it. But we were kind of forced to revamp it because GoDaddy, well, the problem is, and I don't think GoDaddy did this maliciously. I really don't. But they are having the problem that everyone is having, and that is finding good employees, people who have the knowledge and the ability to be able to do the task. Because why? We're coming out of a plandemic, and that plandemic's purpose was to destroy our country and its economy and every business in it. And they are incentivizing people to stay home and not work. And we have raised up, sadly, a generation that doesn't understand
what they have been fed, the lies that they have been fed that actually are even the basis for it. Anyway, they didn't have the right personnel, and they messed up the back end of my websites, all three of them, so severely that they themselves, their highest level techs, couldn't figure out what they had done and how to fix it. So we had to crash all three sites, take them all the way down to the ground, and now they've been are being rebuilt. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. If you're watching me there, God bless you. If you're watching me on TECNTV.com, God bless you. Also, big shout out to my audiences in Toledo and in Dayton and across Ohio. Great to have all of you with me. Had a great conversation with one of my listeners from there last night. Incredible conversation. Really, really enjoyed it. And look forward to possibly coming out and speaking in Toledo, Ohio, in the not too distant future. So we'll see how that can be worked out. But at any rate, folks, great to be with all of you. Thank you to Truth Broadcasting for the broadcast. Thank you to No Bull Radio. Thank you to AMFM247.com, KYAH 540 AM, and our Salem affiliates in Little Rock, Arkansas, and San Francisco, California. My guest is Larry Klayman. Let me get to let's get to the topic at hand. So again, we have some good news on the J6 acquittal that's taken place, and that possibly lays the groundwork at least for other attorneys to point to that. Now, within the article that I read, obviously they're saying, well, yeah, okay, but you know, it's unlikely that they'll be able to use this in other cases. But Larry, they should be able to, right? I mean,
it's a precedent of sorts. Yeah, I mean, that's not binding. I may have to break away in a few minutes, Pastor. Okay. I have an interview with Armstrong Williams, but the bottom line here is this: at least McFadden made an honest decision. That's the first honest decision I've seen from this judge, you know, in several years. The Trump judges, he is appointed by Trump, are a little better than the Clinton, Obama, or H.W. Bush judges, unfortunately. But he made the right decision. He had no choice. There was video of what occurred. The police did, in fact, wave this defendant in. And it is an example of the hypocrisy of what's going on. But I have to break away now.
Okay.
Pastor, it's my pleasure.
Hey,
and
my pleasure.
God bless.
Thanks,
you.
Larry. God bless you. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Now, we were talking a little bit in the last segment, too, about the situation as it relates to Ukraine and what's going on over there. And Larry and I talked in the break about this. He had made a comment about the Catholic Church and the Catholic Church, you know, working with the Nazis. And that reference really comes out of the idea of Pope Pius. And what did Pope Pius do? Well, in 1959, Pope Pius was given the highest award. Let me see if I can pull that up, actually. Let me see. 1959 Israel Award. Let's just pull that up and see what happens. So, okay, Pope Pius the 23rd, let me see. Okay, so Pope Pius was the head of the Catholic Church, Sovereign Vatican. Let's see here. Does it sell me? Well, okay. He delivered immigration certificates to Palestine through Nunciatia diplomatic course, rescue of Jews by means of certificates of baptism of convenience sent by Monsignor Roncalli to priests in Europe. Children managed to leave Slovakia due to his intervention. Jewish refugees whose names were included on a list submitted by Rabbi Marcus of Istanbul to Nuncio Roncalli. Jews held at Jasenovac concentration camp near Stara Gradiska were liberated as a result of the Pope's intervention. Bulgarian Jews who left Bulgaria, a result of his request to King Boris III of Bulgaria. Romanian Jews from Transnistria left Romania as a result of his intervention. Italian Jews helped by the Vatican as a result of his interventions. Orphan children. And so it's important to understand that that this Pope actually was involved in the rescuing and saving Jews. Now, if you read disinformation, and I'm going to hold this up for my audience that's watching, right here, disinformation, the secret strategy to destroy the West, the true story of a Soviet bloc spy chief who left the dark side to share a light, to shed a light or shine a light on the greatest source of political evil in today's world, right here, disinformation. Disinformation, the secret strategy to destroy the West. If you don't have this in your collection of information of either reading...
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And man, I'm just so excited to have my next guest with me. We have become friends, brothers, I know that he prays for me regularly. I know that he called my family when I was in my car accident in 2017, and I broke every single bone in my body. I was given a 2% chance to survive. I had 17 surgeries over 5 days, died three times, plus once at the scene, total of four deaths. And this gentleman was in prayer, agreeing with my wife. And my wife had watched a Reinhard Bonnke story about a pastor who had died in a car accident, and his wife brought his deceased body to the Bonnke meeting downstairs in the basement. Bonnke didn't even know he was there. But the anointing and the healing prayers, as Reinhard Bonnke prayed what God spoke through his mouth, that man came back to life, and that wife had declared the scripture that says he will live and not die, and she professed it and proclaimed it, and my brother, Pastor Rafael Cruz, came into agreement with my wife that I would live and not die. And I thank God for him, for my wife, for my family, for all of the thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who were praying all across the country, organizations like Women's Aglow. I'm so incredibly grateful, and forever will be. And every soul we win, every soul we win on this radio show, every soul we've won, and the lives that we have changed in India, well, at the Bema seat, those of you that have prayed for me, supported this ministry financially, you're going to receive your crowns at the Bema seat for your involvement. That's what the Word of God says. I welcome Pastor Rafael Cruz, calling all pastors. Thank you, dear friend.
Pastor Greg, it's so great to be with you. And you know, your testimony that you just gave, it's just the reality that God is alive and well, and he never changes, and God is for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? To Jesus be all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is our Lord and our God, and salvation, healing, and deliverance was all provided for at the cross. That's why he said, it is finished. He did it all. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is receive it.
Yes.
Receive it.
Yes. Just appropriate what he has done. And the church is not preaching, it is finished, because pastors are coming out of what I refer to today as cemeteries with more doubts than they have answers. They went in believing they had a call. They come out thinking, I don't even know if I've got a hospital. It's that bad, Pastor.
Yeah. You know, when I go through those healing scriptures that I pray every day, there's one of them that says healing is the children's bread. Talking about that instance with the Syrophoenician woman, and the way I respond to that declaration, healing is the children's bread. Thank you, Father, that I am seated at the covenant table with you. And therefore, healing is my bread. Healing is my portion, and I take it. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Word of God is true.
Amen.
The Word of God is true, and every man, a liar. And God swore upon himself, because he's the only one. He makes his oath upon his own truth, because he is the only truth. Jesus Christ proclaimed it in John 14:6. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
The life. Amen.
And he who believes in me will never die.
His promises are yes and amen. We just have to receive, 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 receive.
Amen.
Already done.
Yes. Well, and that's the fullness of the message that Jesus Christ came and shared, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're not waiting for him to bring it on a second visit. It's here and it's been released to us now. Repent. Repent.
Amen.
Repent.
Amen.
And man, when we repent, oh my goodness, cleansing, holiness, the power of God, all of these things become ours, not to wield in some selfish and abusive measure, but to bring love and life and prosperity and health and goodness back to this world.
You know, Pastor Greg, as we just become more aware of who he is and the way he's operating in our lives, it's just overwhelming. Last week, I was teaching a Bible study, and several times during the Bible study, I just broke into worship. I just naturally broke into worship as the reality of his word just overwhelms you. All you can do is worship. Worship and be in communion with him. And I'll tell you, I just encourage all the listeners, just commune with him. Spend time with him and just immerse yourself into his presence, rest in his loving arms and allow him to overwhelm you and just become one with you in spirit, soul and body. And just you will experience his glory. His glory will be manifested in you and through you right here, right now. You don't have to wait till you're in heaven to experience his glory. He wants his glory to be manifested in and through you, that others will see it and be attracted to him.
And that's what the Bible tells us about. The manifest wisdom of God will be revealed to principalities and powers and rulers in heavenly places through the church. Through the church.
Amen.
It's God's plan that the glory...
The church is you and I.
Yes. God's plan. And here's something else that the Lord has been moving on me about. And this is, folks, and I'm going to speak to everyone, but I'm specifically going to talk to pastors right now, because I want you pastors to know you have a message that is absolutely incredible. I want to encourage you. I know some of you are saying, well, you know, our denomination or whatever, and we've accepted certain things and that. And I'm not going to look. I'm going to go to the word. What does the word of God say between Genesis and Revelation, from the first word in to the very last word in Revelation? This is your doctrine. This is your theology. This is where you find truth. And yes, This is what he's been ministering to me. 1 Corinthians 6:11. And such were some of you, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. If you got a church and you're saying, well, I don't know what to tell the homosexual because I don't have an answer for my own issues, you know, sin and da, da, da. Here's the answer. You were washed. When they received Jesus Christ, you need to let them know you're washed. That sin is washed away. You're sanctified. You're made holy in the eyes of God. You're holy now in the eyes of God, and you are justified. You are made the righteousness of Christ, and righteous acts will follow, so that addiction, whether it's drugs or sex or whatever it might be, is broken off in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. You know, Pastor Greg, if we look at 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin for us, that we may be made, or we may become, the righteousness of God in him, in Christ. At the cross, there was an exchange. There was an exchange of robes Jesus put our robes of filthiness, our filthy rags, that we may put on his robe of righteousness. He became who we were, that we may become who he is, and he sees us as righteous as Jesus. And, it, you know, I know that some people's pride says, oh, no, I cannot never say I'm as righteous as Jesus. It's not your self-righteousness anyway.
Right.
It's his righteousness that he puts in you. This is why Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation. And you know, your Bible may continue that verse saying, for those who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh.
Yes.
In the earlier version, that second half of verse 8:1 is not there. The original manuscript say, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Period. That is an unconditional promise. Jesus does not condemn you, because all the condemnation fell upon him. He became sin for us, that we may be righteousness before God. And
amen.
His righteousness has been imputed unto us.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. You know, we were talking about how God is
really changing you, right? I mean, he's absolutely changing who you are. He gets rid of an old nature, which is where the problem is, Raphael. And he gives you a new nature. He doesn't take a pig and slap lipstick on it and then say, okay, now, you know, run around telling people you're not a pig anymore. That's not what he says. We were talking just a moment ago about, you know, the idea of, you know, how you're working out your own salvation. And I was mentioning in 1 Corinthians 8, how important it is that a person be in Christ. And there's a verse that came to mind that you mentioned about how God is working in you, the doctrine of what grace is. And let me read this and because I think it fits. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, everyone, Pastor Raphael, tends to stop right there, but that's not where that ends. And in the original, there's actually a semicolon next, and it says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. In other words, the change of our nature causes the will of God to fill us up, and therefore we will and we act in accordance with that will, and he gives it to us upon salvation.
Amen. And you know, Pastor Greg, it is interesting that you go to that verse, because that verse is so misunderstood and so wrongly used by those pastors that preach grace plus work, that you have to work to keep yourself saved, and so you live under constant condemnation because how much work is enough. And I just go back to what part of it is finished did you not understand? No. Salvation is purely by grace. It is a finished work, and that's why there's therefore no condemnation, and you can live that abundant life that Jesus promised in John 10:10. And you cannot live that if you're constantly under condemnation. So we need to understand condemnation doesn't come from God. It comes from the enemy through our ignorance of what the word says. You know, the problem is, unfortunately, and this is something that is so sad, but in one of George Barna's statistics, it says that among evangelical Christians who go to church at least once a week, I mean, we're not talking about people that don't go to church. We're talking about people that go to church at least once a week. Only 3% have read the Bible from cover to cover once. So the problem is we have many, many Christians that are ignorant of what the Word of God says. And Jesus says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But if you don't know the truth, it can't set you free. And the truth, it's not a what, it's a who. His name is Jesus. You know, if we look at the Gospel of John, verses 1 to 14, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And then verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Those three verses are telling us that Jesus and the Bible are one and the same. The Bible is God speaking to us. It's Jesus speaking to us. So we need to be immersed in the Word of God. And
amen.
That will set us free. We need to know the truth. He is the truth. And so I encourage every person that is listening, I encourage people, tithe your time to the Lord. Don't give him 2.4 minutes a day. Give him 2.4 hours a day. immerse yourself in him, commune in him, immerse yourself in the word. And as you do that, fresh revelation will come to you, and you will come to a new communion where the joy of the Lord will just overwhelm you. And Psalm 16:11 will become a reality in your life. In his presence, there is fullness of joy, delight forevermore at his right hand. Oh, I long for everyone to just take the time to commune with God. Abandon yourself into his arms and just worship him. Worship him and open yourself to his speaking to you and revealing himself to you. And he will. He will.
Yes.
He longs to commune with you and to walk with you and talk with you like he did with Adam and Eve in the garden.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely loves that. And, you know, I was looking at, too, you know, Jesus's words. He's at the place where John the Baptist was performing baptisms. And he says, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. 1 John 1:9 says that he is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Jesus said, but when he saw of many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And that is actions or deeds, okay, that are worthy or deserving of showing a change in the inner man. And the one who does that is the Spirit of God that changes you. Old things will pass away. All things will become new. And rather than sit there and struggle trying to make that happen, you need to let grace, which is the Spirit of God exerted upon the soul of man, turning him to Christ. Let the grace of God do its work in you.
And again, that's another passage that is so misunderstood and so warped into thinking that you have to work to become saved, that you have to work to achieve favor from God, and the reality is Jesus did it all. And so we need to understand, if we look at Ephesians 2:10, is that the result of our being totally one with Jesus Christ, as Ephesians 2:8 and 9, by grace are you saved through faith, not of work, not of yourself, let's use your boast. It's nothing you have done to earn it. We cannot earn it. It is pure faith, pure grace, pure unadulterated grace. But the result is, you look at verse 10, for we are his workmanship created unto good works. The good works are the manifestation of the new creation, the manifestation of who you are. So I want our listeners to understand that good works are not anything you do to earn favor with God. They are a manifestation of the new creation in you. You become a new person in Christ.
Yep,
your old nature dies.
Yes.
And you become a new creation, and he sees you as righteous as himself.
Amen.
That's why there's no condemnation. So the good works are not to earn favor with God. His favor is with you.
They are the manifestation of that new nature.
It's a manifestation of who you are.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.